Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Hey, I got to tell you, guys look a little smoother than normal today because we've been shopping with our friends at Mack Weldon.
Oh, yeah.
Got to tell you, they boast some really nice designs, premium fabrics, simple shopping, seriously simple. They got all their sizes mapped out for you. An easy selection, incredible designs and colors to choose from. Mack Weldon will be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants, and more that you will ever wear. You're looking fly, Rob, I got to tell you.
Thank you.
They want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep it. And they still will refund you. No questions asked. Not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well, too. They're good for working out, going to work, going out on dates, just everyday life. That's why we love them.
And Mack Weldon really does value its loyal customers. That's why they've created the Weldon Blue Loyalty Program. Here's how it works. Create a free account. Place an order for any amount. And they never pay for shipping again. Once you purchase $200 worth of products from Mack Weldon, not only do you continue to receive free shipping, but you will also start saving 20% on every order you make for the next year. Absolutely amazing. So the Sunday pants that Rob got or the premium hoodies that we scored for Shaq, they're easy to order. They look great, and you'll brag on them for years.
Start looking good from Mack Weldon. For 20% off of your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code Shaq. That's promo code Shaq at MackWeldon.com.
Nice stuff.
That's a great – there's some really great
stuff. They got really nice stuff. Mark Cuban at 3:30, by the way.
Mark Cuban.
Yeah, you is it the real Mark Cuban?
Let's hope.
Save that. Let's hope. Save that for the show.
Let's hope.
Save that for the show.
Let's hope.
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
This is the Shaq Podcast. This is Shaqcast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal. Rejected.
DJ, drop that track.
Today on the Big Podcast with Shaq, joined by the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, going to give us an update on what's going around in the world of the NBA. We will bring you the quarantine story of the week. We have some fallout from the Obama prank. Of course we're going to get borderline because we're all stuck homeschooling our kids. We're going to play the homeschool game. Now live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, DJ Diesel, Shaquille O'Neal.
As the day was going on, I'm going, all right, just pull the plug on it. Pull the plug in. I'm
you
going.
You should have let me in on the joke at least, so I could have made the best of this.
You would have screamed.
Hey, also, I got it. I figured it out. Put President Barack and Obama.
Obama on the show this week. The joke is
on you. Stop the music.
Wait a minute. We just started.
Stop the music.
Yes?
What's up, buddy?
Everybody all right?
Everybody's fine.
We want to make sure we're
all right.
I'm good.
Everybody okay?
B-Dog, wait. B-Dog, you just gave me the side eye.
I'm good.
No. You just gave me the I'm good, and then you gave me the side eye.
Well, look, when he asked, is everybody good, he wasn't talking about me. He was talking about two other people.
John.
White boy clash?
Yeah. What was this? John, let me tell you about the brothers. When we somewhere else and people start fighting, we mind our own business. We ain't trying to get shot. We ain't trying to get stabbed. We just trying to get home so we can watch some Netflix.
I can tell
Speaking
you.
Speaking of Netflix.
Wait, okay.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Have you seen the show Tiger King?
Oh, it's already on my sheet.
Everybody's watching it. Yes. Right. I've just seen the little video clip that they're trying to get you to watch, but we're watching other things right now.
All right, well, let me clear myself right now.
Yeah, Shaq cameos in this thing.
I love tigers. Okay? All just right. White ones.
I
like animals. Oh, yeah, I love animals.
You love cats.
So I forgot what year it was. Anyway, Dallas was playing OKC. So instead of flying back and forth, me and Alex, we get on the Shaq bus. So on the way, we see a sign that says Tiger Sanctuary. So we go in there, and it's a beautiful place. And the character that was there was Exotic Joe. And we're there, and, you know, I drop some donation for the Tigers' foods and all that. We take pictures with Tigers. We went back a couple times. Then we go back another time, and we find out that he's involved with all this stuff. And then I stopped going, but I had no idea all that stuff was going on. It's actually a really good documentary. I binge watched the documentary.
So you already binge watched it?
Yes, already binge watched. But you know, it's unfortunate. But
will this paint you in a bad light? What is in that documentary?
There's no such thing as a bad light, John, because people that know me, they know I'm righteous. I don't harm tigers. I love tigers. I love white tigers. And do I put donations to these zoos to help these tigers out? I do a lot of time. Do I own tigers personally at my house? No, but I love tigers. And listen, people are going to make their own opinions. But again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him, never had any business dealings with him. And I had no idea any of that stuff was going on.
Now, why do you like the white tigers so much, Azula?
Because
What is it about the white tiger that intrigues you so much?
Because they're rare. And they're really beautiful. Mike Tyson has a couple white tigers. Siegfried and Roy, let me see their white tigers.
Really?
And when they come out, is it a puppies or kittens when they come out?
Tigers or puppies? Cubs?
Cubs. Aren't they tiger cubs?
Okay, cubs. Like when they
kittens
come out.
Kittens or puppies? Did she say?
Like, tiger puppies.
Go see these tiger pups. They're really cute.
Like when you can hold them and play with them. That's just awesome. So listen, I love tigers. I love cats. And I will continue to go to people's sanctuaries and farms and look at their cats. That's not going to stop me. I love cats.
You've been tied to many a cat in your day.
I sure have.
You're quite addicted to cats.
Yes, that's right. The key word is addicted.
Let's just say right off the bat, Shaq was asking everything okay here. I said, can we start with this?
You can do whatever you want.
The no bomb,
your show.
John.
Okay, you do whatever you want.
No, it's his show. Okay, wait. Let's start here. Can we just say the audience loved it?
John,
Wait. Can we just say the audience loved
it?
Capital L.
I'm not even in
it. No, the audience loved it.
I gave you guys 5 days off to clear things, and now you're trying to bring it back.
No. To the audience.
The audience loved the fallout.
They loved. No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
There were many people thought it was the prank was great.
The fallout
was great. There was a great energy to that show. I'm telling you, listening to it back, it's freaking hilarious.
You should have seen Shaq. You should have seen the way Rob said it. You could do whatever you want.
Your show, man.
Two side eyes, and we're like 10 minutes in here today.
How is that different?
I'm not
that's
in
the truth.
It was a hit with the audience.
It was.
The fallout, whole thing, the no bomba prank was all over. People were commenting on it.
Rob, what did the powers say?
The powers that be?
Yes.
Said as long as we're clear up front in the beginning of the show that this was a joke, then they were fine. So we put a little
great job,
a little disclaimer, at the
which
beginning.
Is what exactly what so. You suggested.
You're welcome.
Correct.
You did suggest that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Norm. Thanks for being reasonable.
Just have fun.
They were cool. They just
and
did,
it was
yeah.
Fun.
And I understand everybody's.
Yes.
So here were some of the texts that came into the mid-mobile.
Hold on, Rob. You're such a great actor with your voices and stuff. When you were yelling, I thought you were playing. But B-Dog sent me a text. Hey, man.
He ain't playing.
Don't fuck around with Rob right now. He's not playing. I was like, hold on. Is this real?
No.
Yeah, it's real. You asshole.
Rob can do so many things.
Now I got to go home 6 hours.
Rob can do so many things with his voice.
You did a quick turnaround on that episode, though.
That's a lot of time.
It was a quick episode turnaround.
Yeah, it was up within a couple hours.
Seriously, you had that thing.
Within a couple hours.
And it was funny as hell.
Yeah.
Maybe not as funny to you.
Some of the texts that came into the Mint Mobile show phone. By the way,
Mint Mobile.
If you want to text the show, 470-443-5973 is the show phone number.
Thank you, Mint.
From the 620, Kincaid was right. Rob's mad because he wasn't in on it. From the 780, how is John still employed? Funny joke, but timing is a fireable offense.
Oh, jeez.
From the 226, as much as I want to side with Rob, John deserved to get payback. And from the 510, Rob was right, John was right, I hate the white-on-white crime.
It was fun, and it was a...
Everybody had fun with
it
that.
It was fun.
So everything's okay now. We do have the real, actual Mark Cuban on the show this week.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, considering I booked it, that he's the actual Mark Cuban is going to join. But
are you sure?
Spidey senses
Let's
are tingling.
Let's assume that it's yes.
Let's assume that it's Mark Cuban. But,
how's your quarantine going so far, Mr. O'Neill?
Good, I guess.
Are you doing anything in Florida? Are you trying to stay home, or like what's your routine like these days?
I stay home most of the day. I have to go out for the essentials, of course.
Sure.
But other than that,
can't you just have the girl sent right to your house?
Oh, Jesus!
Listen,
wow.
Listen, Boober. Boober is not working right now.
You know what? Some things sound better when you say it in your head than when you say it on over the mic. And yeah. That was another one of them things
I'm
that sound real weird.
I'm talking about takeout food.
Yeah.
Come okay. on, B-Dog.
I'm
Jack gets hungry.
I haven't left the house.
You haven't left the house? Really? You've been sitting in?
Well, no. When I got to go to Publix and get something to eat. But other than that, I just stay in the house. Because Orlando has a curfew from 11 to 5, and now they're threatening people on TV.
What do you mean threatening people?
It's a criminal offense, and you could sit up to 90 days in jail and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know.
Big fella, you think you're sitting up to 90 days in jail?
Seriously, you think they're putting you in jail? Come on.
Of course not. But I don't. Okay. But you know, I don't like.
I guess who you got the motherfucking camera shining on?
Okay, well, maybe he does.
I mean, I know how you are. I know how you like to, you know, abide by the law. I just it'd be interesting to see them put you in cuffs and you spend 90 days in jail.
Shag me like.
I was actually thinking about going to the Bahamas because there's only one case over there.
Okay, but are you allowed to travel there? I guess you are, right?
What do you mean if I'm allowed to travel?
No, but I mean, I didn't know really honestly what travel restrictions we've got going on right now. Bahamas, you can do whatever you want?
That's all I know.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. My plane, my gas, of course
all
I
right.
can go.
I guess it's true.
All right.
What are you talking about?
I don't think that's a bad idea. Spending 5 or 6 days in the Bahamas would sound perfect.
And another thing is I'm entertaining 10 people.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you entertaining 10 people?
You forgot I got 3 boys.
Okay, that's 4.
You got the kids.
Okay, that's 4, and I got Uncle Jerome.
Okay, Uncle Jerome's there. That's 5.
I got Alex and his wife.
They're there too permanently? They're there right now? Okay, 7.
The chef.
7?
Alex has 2 kids.
Okay, 9.
Oh, Chef Alex.
Yes.
And then I got 2 people y'all don't need to know about.
Okay, that's 11.
We'll just label them as massage therapists.
Okay, I want to be
crafty.
I want to be quarantined at Shaq's house.
Well, everybody does. Who doesn't want to be?
Get quarantined at Shaq's.
It's just such a different reality for you, though, because you're the busiest person I've ever known.
He's
overscheduled. Staying in the same place all the time, and now it's like you're forced to stay in the same place.
But I had to work twice today already. We did a Zoom show for TNT. Me, Adam Lefko, Candace, and D-Wade. Now I'm doing 2 shows, a show with you guys.
Yes, exactly. Okay, but you are one of the most scheduled people that any of us have ever known. And are you finding this in any way refreshing or a break or not?
I'm trying to. I have to stay active so I don't look like my boy CB. So I'm trying to get cardio every day. I bought a little bike. I've been riding a bike, but I messed my back up the last 2 days, so... I went and got this. What's the thing you lay upside down in?
It's not a sling, but
a bordello.
For your back.
Oh,
for your back. I know what you're talking about. I don't know what the hell it's called though. Yeah.
So I got one of them. So I'm about to go do that, and if it releases my back, and I got to get back to cardio.
That's good. There we go.
Huh? Hold on. Oh yeah. Uncle Jerome said it's an inversion table.
I thought Uncle Jerome said it was an emergency. I thought something was going on.
No.
Man.
But they have, by the way, today, we're getting the news as we start the show that they've locked down India.
Okay.
The entire nation
is on
lockdown.
I wasn't planning a trip.
For 21 days, though.
Okay.
For 21 days, yes. Mandatory nationwide lockdown.
Overkill.
John, you are the research expert.
Yes.
I need you to find out if this is true.
What's that?
They say that Putin released 500 lions in Russia so people would stay in.
It's not untrue.
He did?
Guess what? The number of lions...
Wow.
Wait a minute. Whoa. The number of lions may be untrue. That could not be true. But there were lions that were roaming the streets and they had video.
So
again, the story may be that whether Putin directly did it or people associated with him did it, but
they
were lions
in Russia.
Yeah, there were lions
to roam the streets
to keep people inside.
That's crazy.
I'm not kidding you.
I tell you what, if you got any black people in Russia, there that go. Black people staying in the house.
What about dogs
lions on the street?
Remember we had that discussion on the show.
Dogs in the streets.
You had said I said why would anybody be afraid of a dog? And you were like, well, there are people who are afraid of dogs.
Yeah.
He said. I'm not afraid of dogs. Like, let dogs out in the street, I'd be fine.
To your point, though, I don't think there's any black Russians.
Yes, there are. I've had
black
quite
Russians.
I've never seen or met a black Russian.
Just like there are some white South Africans.
I would think that there are less black Russians than there are white Jamaicans. And I'm married to a white Jamaican. And people, and even and there's a lot of Chinese Jamaicans.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of Chinese Jamaicans. Yes. Large Chinese community. Yes. Oh, my gosh, Rob.
I didn't know that.
Rob, the Asian.
I've only been to Jamaica one time my whole life.
Asian fusion food in Jamaica, spectacular. Spectacular.
Really? You guys got me on that.
Really, really.
That.
You want to keep me in the house? I'm going to stay in the house anyway, but if I see a lion roaming the street, I definitely ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I was dating this girl way, way back, and she was Chinese Jamaican. And I met her mom. Her mom looked Chinese but spoke like John's wife. It was the craziest
see?
Thing.
See? There you go. You never ever know.
And Christina, do a big man?
Christina turns it on and off. She can just turn. She can do the Jamaican thing whenever you know, whenever it suits her, or when she's pissed at me.
Well, that's always
that's
nice.
What
well,
I really
so,
get.
So all the time.
Yeah, exactly. It happens
most of the time.
There you go.
Did you see what they're doing in Brazil? By the way, speaking of the quarantine,
the shaves?
The helicopters.
What do you mean?
They're flying helicopters in Brazil along the beach at super low altitude and creating sandstorms.
To get people off the beach?
To get the people off the damn beach.
That's good.
The video is wild. They've got guys in choppers with, like, big machine guns. And they are flying, like, 20, 30 feet off the ground.
I got it.
Your Hot Pocket's ready.
Shaq? Yeah, sure. It's your Hot Pocket, Shaq. Hot Pocket.
Your food's ready, too.
It's your food's ready, dude. It is.
Yes!
Here's what I'd like to see is... Atlanta, we're on a lockdown now. The mayor gave it to us last night, Keisha Lance Bottoms.
Oh, yeah.
But she left the two largest congregating areas where people are congregating by the hundreds. You can see them on the news. People congregating in crowds, Piedmont Park and the Beltway, are not considered things that she had to shut down. I have no freaking clue what the governor's doing or what the mayor's doing. Yeah. The two of them.
No, they're on different pages.
This doesn't make any sense.
This isn't just an Atlanta thing. This isn't everywhere.
This is where hundreds. No. You're not in Central Park.
Well, that's true. Well, New York's ratcheted it up.
You're not
way
in
higher.
Central Park. Yes. Atlantans should not be in Piedmont Park, and they shouldn't be on the Beltway.
Man, New York is like the epicenter of this thing.
Well,
with
it
all
is.
Those
how about this? As of 11 o'clock this morning, New York was number one in coronavirus cases.
Over 21,000
or something. The next 26 states combined had less.
Yeah, it's up over 21,000 or something just in the state of New York.
26 states combined had less. So it's been bad. And
if you're in New York, be safe.
Yeah, be safe. And we love all of our listeners there. Close quarters, though, man.
Whose first grade video chat did you crash the other day?
That was Alex's son, Shiloh, a.k.a. Sosa.
Sosa.
Yes,
Chef Alex's son.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, all of a sudden, I'm getting all these alerts that Shaq crashed a first grade teleconference, and I'm like, how did you pull that off?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
He came over and said, Uncle Shaq, they don't believe that you're my uncle. I said, I'll take care of it. So I had to, you know, jump on.
Oh, yeah. Jump on and prove everybody wrong. All right. Nice. Mm. The quarantine story of the week. I'm going to try and bring in a fun story from the quarantine every week.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah.
Because otherwise, we'll just do what we do. Yeah,
let's keep it positive.
Go over the negative over and over. So here's my quarantine story of the week. A lot of businesses are rethinking the way that they do things, including the Lucky Devil Lounge in Portland.
It's a strip club, right?
Yes, it is. They've launched a new food delivery service called Boober Eats, where the strippers will bring
brilliant.
You food from the club and deliver
brilliant.
It
okay, that's
to your
brilliant.
House.
That's brilliant.
And they're
actually,
calling it
actually,
Boober Eats.
Actually, it's not brilliant because it goes against the social distancing.
Right? No, it doesn't.
The key word is strippers bring you food to eat.
Okay, so they're allowed to so deliver people.
Yeah, but they touch the bag, and then you got to touch the bag.
It so doesn't make any difference, Shaq. That is not a danger. There's no danger in takeout food, and Dr. Fauci has told people that at the White House briefings to the whole country. There's no danger in getting takeout food. It is a droplet disease. It is a droplet disease, meaning you're going to give it to someone in direct proximity where you're standing right up against
cough,
them.
Sneezes,
you're not gonna,
those
you're
are
not
the
gonna give it from. You're not going to give it through. You don't have to worry about your bag. You don't have to worry about the bag. You don't have to worry about scrubbing down the bag that comes from where.
All right, Dr. John.
I'm just saying.
So you heard they, speaking of strippers, you know, heard they're doing with Magic City, right?
That's all right. So Magic City is offering virtual lap dances.
Wait a minute, that doesn't work.
You pay.
Oh, it works.
Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose of what a lap dance is?
A lap dance? A lap dance, aren't you supposed to feel the contact?
Go ahead.
Seriously, Shaq.
You're not allowed to touch anymore, John.
Shaq, the lap dance is on your lap,
you're
though, is it not?
You're not to touch anymore in some clubs. I'm not going to say which clubs you can't touch, Magic City.
Okay. I'm not saying you have to touch.
The Gold Room.
Okay, wait a minute.
He's got a running
list. Okay, wait a minute. So a buttocks cannot touch a lap.
I haven't been to a strip club in 25 years. Do you believe me?
No.
No.
I haven't.
No.
Ever since I became law enforcement.
I get it. See, play on words. He hadn't been to the strip club. That didn't mean the strip club didn't come to him.
Yes.
Well, hey. We ain't talking about that. We're not talking about that.
Hey, Brandy, Bambi, Kitten, you come on over around 9:30.
All right. Well,
John, you know what's crazy? Well, never mind. I ain't going to say that.
What? You knew a Brandy and a Bambi and a Kitten? I wouldn't have been shocked. I bet you did.
Ooh.
Bet you absolutely did. That's what you did.
Rawr.
Oh, jeez.
Good Lord. There's that exotic Joe. All right, we're going to get to Mark Cuban.
Don't say exotic Joe.
Exotic Joe, the Tiger King.
Did you see the town hall yesterday? The virtual town hall from Joe Biden?
No.
I want Shaq to watch it later.
Okay.
And I love Joe Biden. I watched that yesterday, and I couldn't stop laughing, and it's not fair. Because somebody in his family needs to tap him on the shoulder and go, don't do these.
Don't do
the virtual time. You'll laugh.
All right. Well, Mark Cuban's going to join us here in a minute. He's been extremely vocal about what's been going on in the news, and he'll give us some updates about what he knows about NBA, where do we stand, where are we going, what's the plan. So he's up next.
Hey, Shaq. Did you know that socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters? Well, Bombas is on a mission to change that. They created the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. And for every pair of socks purchased, Bombas donates a pair to someone that's in need. Get your hands on a pair of Bombas socks, and your feet are going to thank you.
Bombas has donated over 20 million pairs and counting. I can't wait to get mine. They're made from super soft natural cotton, and every pair is designed with arch support, seamless toe, and a cushioned footbed that's supportive, but not too thick. My new favorites are their merino wool socks, designed to be breathable, dry, and never itchy, with just the right amount of thickness.
With tons of different colors, patterns, lengths, styles, Bombas will make the perfect gift for everyone on your list. We just ordered ours. We can't wait to start walking around in the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. And we love that they now donate a pair from our order to someone in need.
Save 20% on your first purchase when you shop at bombas.com/check. That's bombas.com/check to save 20%. Bombas.com/check.
Hey, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark, it's Rob. How are you, sir?
Good, Rob. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Thank you again for your time, man. Really appreciate
it. Hello, Marcus. How are you, sir?
What up, big fella? How you doing?
Man, I'm good. I'm trying to be like you, brother.
It's your world. I'm just living in it, Shaq.
Aren't we all? Jeez.
Mark Cuban joining us on the Big Podcast with Shaq. Mark, did you ever think if anyone had told you 2 months ago we'd be dealing with a global pandemic? Would it have been something that you would have been out of your mind? You never would have thought it was possible? Or is this something that, you know, with your world travels that maybe you thought could very well hit our shores one day?
You know what? I saw a video of Shaq hitting a three. Anything is possible.
That's a good
point. Very good
Mark
start.
Mark Cuban making the
That's
promo
a good
this
start.
Week.
That is good. That works out beautifully.
Listen, Mark Cuban made me shoot an air ball at the free throw line one time. I was dribbling, and all of a sudden I heard, hey, it's Shaq Albert. And he had a video playing through the thing, and I shot an air ball, and I just started cracking up. Running up going, hey, it's Shaq Albert.
I love Shaq, man, because I could yell at him, and he'd always look over and smile or whatever. Or, you know, it was funny as
Mark,
hell.
Did you ever think that you got in his head? Did you ever?
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
you
yeah,
did.
But sometimes it worked again. Because, you know, looking for a good time, even on the court or to mess with guys. Because remember, we had Sean Bradley, and he used to just try to mess with Sean all game long. And Sean didn't like it at all. And obviously, there's a little bit of size difference. And so, yeah, I would always try to mess. I did a video called Shaq Albert.
hey.
And I think I got fined like $25,000 for it, but I still kept on playing it.
Oh, not nearly totally as funny today as it was back then.
Oh, my God. It was funny as hell.
Yeah.
So, Mark, what have you heard about the status of the league? I know it's a broad question. I know people are looking for any information. You think we're ever going to return to play anytime soon this year?
I'm only guessing. I haven't heard anything specifically from Adam, but I think so, yes. I just think that as horrible as all this is, we need sports. And Adam recognizes that. and we need the NBA. People are going to need something to rally around. And if we're able to, you know, leave our house, even with distancing, I think we'll be able to play an all-star game and then get to having regular season games for guys to get warmed up, and probably at least initially without fans, but that's my guess. And so if I had to take a bet, I'd take the under in playing some sort of game before June 1st. But that's just me guessing. That's nothing coming from the NBA.
Here's what I would guess, Mark, is that once Adam Silver and you owners find out that you guys could play basketball in the summer, I think NBA is going to own Major League Baseball. I think you guys are gonna dominate them and then say, why do we start so early?
Well, you know what? For the last 15 years, I've been asking David Stern and then Adam for us to start on Christmas Day. And the response has always been our TV partners don't want to play in the summer because most people are outside and there's fewer people watching television, which made sense then. But now the whole television landscape has changed. And now with the virus, obviously, the whole world has changed. And so there are no rules. And so this is our chance to see what works. And, you know, with people, if people still have social distancing issues, you still have certain demographics that aren't going to get outside for whatever reason, and we can't actually go to games, our ratings could be through the roof. I think there's every reason to do it, and not just for the ratings, but also because people need us. We need something to rally around, we need something to get excited about, we need something to cheer for, and the NBA is perfect for that.
Mark, you've been very vocal on Twitter about the failure of Congress to pass the financial aid bill. Why do you think this bill is being held up, and how essential is this for the people who own businesses and for families that need help?
You know, because everybody thinks they're a badass, right? And everybody thinks they're going to save the world and wants to be the person that gets credit for it. And they forget that there's people who are scared shitless right now about where their next meal is going to come from, whether or not they'll have a job, if they still have a job. And, you know, at some point, hopefully, here we are 3 days into them talking about it, they'll get this done, hopefully today. That's what politicians do. That's why we hate them all. That's why they're the least respected profession there is.
When you see the crowd for 2020, does it make you think about Cuban 2024?
Yeah, my wife said, no, 2024, we'll see, right? Because for 2020, my wife said, the minute I announced when I got home, she wouldn't be there.
Exactly.
And my kids would be gone, too.
2024, though, maybe, right?
Yeah, 2024, I don't know. We'll see. You know, lots can change between now and then. So, you know, it's not something I thought about at all.
Because if you and Shaq ran together.
Shaq was my running mate.
Yeah, if you and Shaq ran together, you guys would win.
I know
we would win. For sure.
We would win.
Now I want to
definitely
know about the debate, though. Who would the other party put up to debate Shaq? Because Shaq would just make funny faces at the camera.
Dunk on him. Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, it could be really fun. If you guys ran, you know you would win.
Oh, I could just see, like, we would make this whole multimedia presentation. We were up there, and the whole thing would be Shaq and the Fool videos of the opponent, right?
Exactly.
It would be, this, you know, you guys are laughing, but you could be world leaders. You could have the
really
codes
could
to the nuclear weapons in a matter of just 5 years. This could really happen.
Now, like, having a state dinner with the president of China, and all of a sudden,
what you up to?
Here's China, Shaq and the Fool. Here's, you know, oh my God, there would be no world peace.
Oh no,
telling
Mark,
you,
Mark. I think the last time I saw you was at the All-Star game with your lovely family. How many kids do you have now?
Yeah, I got three. My son Jake, who's like outside now, he really wanted to say hi to you, but yeah, he's outside running around. My son Jake is 10. My daughter Alyssa, who's 13, and my daughter Alexis, who's 16, thinking
That's
she's 45.
Now, who is the hardest one to have quarantined in your home?
Oh, my God. Have you ever had a 16-year-old
daughter?
I've
got one right now. Yes. I have a 16-year-old daughter in the house, and I can tell you, she's climbing the walls.
Oh, my God. And I mean, yeah, it's just brutal. It was brutal before all this, and it just got amplified. She's coming around a little bit because her friends have come around. But, yeah, a couple days ago before she really took it seriously, it's like, no, I'm not staying inside. No, I'm going to go over to my friend's house. And then the reality hit her. So she's smart and she figured it out, but it hasn't been easy.
Mark, I want to ask you a personal question.
Sure.
Dirk Nowitzki was a lifer, and he was getting older, and you yep. still paid him and you still took care of him. Was there ever a point in your time where you just thought about business and you wanted to, not, I don't want to say trade him, but you wanted to make a deal to try to get younger players? Or did you always say to yourself, Dirk is my guy, He started yep. here, and I'm gonna let him end up here. The reason why I asked the question because the reason why I asked the question because I never ever thought Tom Brady would lead the Patriots. Never ever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just never crossed my mind. I mean, look, you know the way the game works, right? Father Time's undefeated, and it happens to every team. Every team gets to that point where they're just not as good as they want to be. And we knew that was going to be a reality at some point. I mean, we won 50 games a year, had 15 years without a losing season, and it just had to come to an end. And, you know, when someone gives you 15 years like that and puts their heart and soul on the line, you just don't throw them away. And Dirk has just been so much to me personally, you know, my family, the organization, the city. I just couldn't do it. I mean, we got trade offers for him. You know, even the last couple of years, somebody just needed a spot-up shooter. And we just wouldn't do it.
Is it true, Mark, that Major League Baseball owners sort of came together and just did not want you to be part of their boys' club?
Twice.
Okay, so if that's a true story, what's so cool? Why the NBA owners, why have you gotten to be now one of the elder statesmen where everything's cool with that boys' club? What's the difference between those owners and the owners in baseball?
Well, now I'm the old sh- You know, at the beginning, I was the young shit, right? You know, when I came in, I'm you know, since I've come in, they've never had the type of meeting where it was open to all the board of governors to quiz and grill a potential owner. I was the only one that I knew of, and it hasn't happened since. So I sat down there, and they all got their chance to ask me questions, and they were just staring at me because when I bought the team from Ross Perot Jr., we made a deal, agreed to a deal, but we hadn't signed it yet. But he let me run it, never thinking that I would just be raising hell the whole time and getting fined all the time. So I've been fined a few times by the time I met in front of this owner's group who was going to ask me questions. And so there was, you know, the guys who were old school back then are now gone, but they were just tearing into me. I mean, one of the questions was like, are you going to be like that other owner in Dallas? Meaning like, are you going to be like Jerry Jones? And this was in 2000. And I'm like, well, he just won a couple Super Bowls, so I hope so. And they're like, you know.
Then
there's other owners, you know. I remember, I think I was 2 years in, and I'd been fined $1 million whatever. And one of the guys, old school guys, goes, you've never done a effing thing in your entire effing life for this league. Shut the F up. And the whole thing, the whole place was like, whoa. And David Stern was like, okay, we got to calm this down. Because then I answered him. I'm like, I'm doing what I think right, and then I called him by the wrong name.
Oh,
I thought
boy.
It was one guy. But it's just like, yeah, all the old school guys, when I first came in, used to just rip on me, tear at me, try to shut me up, and I just didn't care. You know, I was going to do it my way. I was having too fun. I was 41 years old when I bought the team, and it was just like, let's go. I'm having a great time. Let's just do this.
Mark, I know you're super busy, so we want to thank you for your time.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for everything you're doing for your employees, man, and kind of setting a standard for other people around the league.
And a cabinet position. I'll send a resume over to you. Cabinet position once Cuban O'Neill comes together in 2024.
Cuban O'Neill 2024.
I'm telling you, there's nobody that could run against you that would beat you.
No.
You guys would win.
I got one thing. Shaq, are your TikToks turned on? Do you turn on the duets on your TikToks?
Actually, I haven't hooked TikTok up yet. However, I've been doing it with my son, so I don't.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it with your son because we were gonna. I don't think you had duets turned on. My son said you didn't have duets turned on because we were gonna do your same dance, me and my son. So if they're not, turn them on. So we can have
it. Yeah,
deal.
Love it. All right, thanks, Mark. We appreciate you, man.
All right, guys, appreciate it.
All right, talk soon. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
And that really was him.
Yes, that was really Mark Cuban.
He is such a great guest.
I like him a lot.
He is the – would you say he's the Jerry Jones of the NBA as far as just him being
– Yes. But the one thing I would say, though, is that his organization, people around it are like, man, this guy just rolls out the red carpet, does everything for you. Yeah. Players love playing for him.
Yes. So I've heard that as well.
Okay, let's do a little Shaqcast Community Theater here.
What are you doing?
Sound familiar?
No.
Well, those are the screams that I used to make when I would cut myself shaving before I knew about Manscaped.
Well, that's probably why.
Now, no more nicks and cuts because thanks to Manscaped, those accidents and the blood on the floor are a thing of the past.
Their all-new Lawnmower 3.0 features advanced skin-safe technology to keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting their greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0.
And it's loaded up. It's got a long-lasting battery, an LED light so you can see where you're trimming, and a USB charging stand. That's all part of the new Lawnmower 3.0. You need to try it out for yourself. You've heard us talk about Manscaped for a while right now. Let's just say we're all looking smooth. Not that we've checked. So what are you and your hairy beans waiting for?
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHACK at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code SHACK. Your balls will thank you.
All right, well, let's move on to everybody's favorite.
Borderline.
Borderline, bitches.
Right on arrow.
She learned that in homeschooling?
Yes, she did. This is what we're teaching her in homeschooling.
She's overhearing things at home?
Yeah, we learned hilariously that we are way underqualified to homeschool a child.
I'm telling you, teachers.
So we're going to play the homeschool game in a minute here.
Salute to all teachers.
Oh, my gosh. God bless you all.
Educators, salute.
God bless you all.
They should make $1 million a year.
Because I swear to you, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so we're gonna do the homeschool game in a little bit.
All right,
elementary school questions I've had to work on that I didn't know the answers
to. Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.
We do have a new edition of Borderline. Next week, we will crown our champion.
Yeah!
In the Borderline bracket.
Yeah!
But right now...
That's because we're not having a Final Four here in Atlanta.
Well, that's right.
Which we're so looking forward to.
Man,
it's... And they don't get it next year.
How many parties I had?
Oh, my gosh. And they don't get... And by the way, we don't get it next year. They're going on to the next... It'll go on to the next place. So Atlanta
gets screwed.
Atlanta's got to get back in line.
They really do.
What city is it going to be in next year?
I forget
Indianapolis,
I think, maybe,
right?
Which is a great city for it.
No disrespect to Indianapolis, but it wasn't going to be what Atlanta was going to be. You know, Atlanta always hosts.
No,
wins.
Atlanta is.
We do well.
Atlanta was going to be crack-a-lackin'.
Yeah, it was.
Atlanta does great.
Especially after the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we had such a great response with the Super Bowl.
We almost had it, man.
Yeah, it was close, dude. And this was the week, too, where everything was supposed to be happening. Opening day was supposed to be Thursday.
Taylor Swift was doing a free concert.
Yeah.
In Centennial Park.
For the Final Four.
And poor Olivia.
And we had the Masters. I mean, we got everything canceled.
Olivia and her friends. And I was going to be able to take Olivia and a couple of her friends to, like, the area, the VIP area and everything for the Taylor Swift concert.
Blew up.
I am so glad that I didn't tell her
is
happening.
Yeah.
And then it gets crushed.
Yes.
So thank God.
It's like when I told Podcast One, never mind.
Oh, very similar.
Let's start. It wouldn't be a new borderline year if we didn't start with Skip Bayless.
Skip!
So let's go ahead and get to Skip Bayless. Thanks to Scott Harold and Mike at our Gmail for this one. He was breaking down Zion's play before the NBA wrapped up, and we got this from Skip.
This man knows what it feels like down in the post when you got that big caboose just ramming you and ramming you because he's powering up through you, and it hurts, man. I mean, after a while, it takes a psychological as well as a physical toll on you.
All right, stop it. Stop.
Okay, he's doing it on purpose.
Yeah, is he, John?
Yeah, he's got to be because, look, like I mean,
wow. And it hurts, man.
And it hurts, man.
I don't think he's doing it. I just think that's the way he talks. He's not doing it on purpose.
He speaks in borderline.
Why would you say that, P-Dog?
That's just the way that man talks.
It hurts, man.
Why would you say that, P-Dog?
And it powers up through you.
Oh, my gosh.
One more time, Skip.
This man knows what it feels like down in the post when you got that big caboose just ramming you and ramming you because he's powering up through you, and it hurts, man. I mean, after while, man. It takes a psychological as well as a physical toll on you.
Yeah, oh, sure it does.
He hurt like he's speaking from experience.
Yeah. That was experience, wasn't it? You can hear it in his voice. Listen.
It hurts, man.
And if you've been powered through, you know what that means.
That was 100% experience.
And it hurts, man.
John, you are
unbelievable.
Why are you?
Who is gay?
And it hurts, man.
Sorry, Skip. Sorry. All right, let's go to John at our Gmail with this one. It came from First Take, and it was on Shaq's birthday.
Wow!
So we're going back a couple weeks, but this is Bomani Jones talking about Shaq's rookie year. And he just frames it, this whole conversation, in a very borderline way.
What I remember with Shaq is his rookie year, he basically went on a tour and said, I'm going to bang on every good center in the league. He banged hard on, like, Ewing got it, Olajuwon got it, Alonzo Mourning came in with him, you could get it too. I'm sure he gave it to David Robinson because that's just what he lived to do.
Famani.
So you love to give it to David Robinson.
Banging on everybody.
Oh, man, you did.
Jeez.
He got a cereal, though.
Who did?
He got David Robinson got a cereal down in San Antonio. He had a cereal.
He had his own cereal. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had his own cereal.
Tim Duncan had a cereal.
And Tim Duncan had a cereal. David Robinson did, too. Little Admirals. Little Admiral, like, pins.
Seriously?
Yep, Little Admiral.
I had no idea about that.
Yes, I've gotten emails from people about it.
I would have known that.
Little Admiral pins.
Yeah.
See? There you go.
Well, Shaq was just on Fruity Pebbles, so...
Well,
I don't know if that means
Shaq's
anything.
A little fruity.
Hey, there you go. Z in Detroit, before the world was canceled, sent us this borderline from the Baylor-Texas Tech game. And I don't know where the analysis is here, but whoa.
He felt it, Bob. You see the double come? And where did McCullough go? Right to the sweet spot.
Wait a minute.
Excuse me?
Catch the middle one more time. Here you go. Ready?
He felt it, Bob. You see the double come? And where did McCullough go? Right to the sweet spot.
He saw the double come towards him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he left a few words out.
He did leave a little bit out. Hey, social distancing. There shouldn't be any double come.
All right.
Let's not have any of that.
And it hurts, man.
No, sorry, Skip. I B-Dog is so right. That man has experience in his voice.
And it hurts, man.
That's disgusting.
Experience in his voice. You are right. All right, well, this one came to us from Brandon at our Gmail, Derek on Twitter. It's from the Michigan State-Ohio State game, again, before the tournament is canceled.
Which is crazy.
And we got this.
Tillman kind of got it in the eye on the follow-through, and now we know why he was holding his eye. It's contact. It's problem time.
Lubrication and then reinsertion.
Right there.
Yep, there was.
Whoa.
Holy moly.
What happened at the end of that? Lubrication and then reinsertion?
Lubrication and reinsertion.
Tillman kind of got it in the eye on the follow-through, and now we know why he was holding his eye. It's contact. It's problem time.
Lubrication and then reinsertion.
Is that Dan?
Right there.
Yep, there was.
Is that Dan Dockich? I don't know if that is Dan or not. Might be.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
That
That's
is
just
crazy.
Unsettling.
Lubrication and reinsertion.
And it hurts, man. Don't do that.
And it hurts, man.
Come on, Shannon.
All right, one more.
Yeah, one more, Shannon.
This really isn't borderline.
No.
But I love to bring them to the table because they always make me laugh. Uncle Shannon had a stop and stumble. He was talking about the sports leagues reworking their deal with major networks, and he kind of forgot who owns Fox. And, well, we just got this.
Oh, NFL going to make a call to Shanks. They're going to make a call to Sean McManus at CBS. And the guy, I don't know who runs the NBC. I don't know who runs the Mouse Network. They're going to say, we need to redo these deals.
That's all, folks. Oh, my God.
I don't know who runs the Mouse Network.
These are the Mouse Network?
I got 50. We got 55. We got 65.
It was a little auctioneer.
It's unbelievable.
Oh,
and that is this week's edition of Borderline.
Okay, with all this social distancing going on, you still have to smell decent, guys.
Well,
don't let it fall apart, Rob. You're smelling a little ripe today.
Saying, I don't have to be around you as much. So.
Well, check out our friends at Right Guard because they sent us some of their antiperspirants and aluminum-free deodorants this week. We've been using them. Right Guard Extreme Antiperspirant provides us with proven protection from sweat, odor, and stains, and it helps keep Shaq's white shirts white with all-day sweat protection and up to 72 hours of odor protection.
Right Guard has stepped up to help prevent yellow stains. Their research team found a way to protect from stains without lowering protection. Gone are the days when you have to choose between a fresh feeling and a yellow pit stain.
So Right Guard's extreme aluminum-free deodorants are going to provide you with odor defense technologies, immediately targeting odor and neutralizing it. It's long-lasting protection from odor, too. That keeps you smelling fresh for days. Right Guard Extreme helps keep your clothing clean from yellow or white stains, and it's not only free of aluminum, but also free from alcohol, talc, and parabens.
And it doesn't feel greasy, it doesn't stick, and it just goes on smooth. Check out Right Guard Extreme today.
All right, let's go to the homeschool game.
Am I allowed to have a pen and paper out for this?
Yeah, sure, go
ahead. Okay, because I didn't want to know if that's cheating.
You're fine.
Okay.
I've got 12 questions here, fellas, that
I... How's this going to work?
I'm gonna tell you.
He'll tell us.
I'm just gonna go back and forth. So whoever wants to go first can go first, and
I'll go first.
Okay, and we'll just rotate. These are real questions that I've had to go over with my first grader.
Okay.
Off elementary school worksheets.
All right.
They are surprisingly way more difficult than anything I had anticipated with homeschooling.
This is going to be
so
terrible.
For everyone that had to homeschool their children or is currently doing that, we feel you because we're in the same boat as you. So we'll go with question number one. This goes to Shaquille O'Neal. What is the world's largest ocean?
I actually live on it. That would be the Pacific.
That is correctamundo. Yeah, the Pacific Ocean is the world's largest. I'd really think that one out.
Really?
Yes.
I knew that one.
Because I didn't know if it was the Atlantic or
now,
the
what
Pacific.
What did I get? What's A plus B 12 squared times?
No. Sodium chloride is the chemical name for what?
Salt.
It's for salt. That's absolutely correct.
Ooh, smart guy.
I had to Google that. Shaquille O'Neal.
You know why? You buy sodium chloride when you live in the Northeast to shovel your walks.
To shovel your driveway. That's right. That's chloride. True. That's a very Northeastern thing.
That's why I know it.
What is the preposition in the sentence, the goat climbed up the tree? What is the preposition in that sentence, the goat climbed up the tree?
Damn, you're taking me back. Preposition. Goat climbed. The goat. That's not it. Climbed. Maybe up. Definitely the tree. I'm going to go with up.
He's absolutely right.
He is
up. Yes. Is the preposition.
And Shaq, you diagrammed the sentence in your head the proper way.
Exactly. Yeah.
You diagrammed it in your head. Okay, I got the subject. Then you got the predicate. Then you got and you went down the list. And then you did it subject of elimination.
It is really sad how I had to Google preposition when I was doing this with Jane. I was like, wait a minute, prepositions.
That, right?
Yeah.
Well, you knew the verb and you knew the noun.
Right.
And then you start to figure it out.
Take me back, boy.
John Kincaid, a barometer is used to measure what?
Barometric pressure.
Correct. Air pressure. Barometric pressure.
Whoa. Barometric pressure is not air pressure. It up, B-Dog.
Barometer is your barometric pressure.
The answer is air pressure, not barometric pressure.
No, barometric pressure.
B-Dog, look it up. B-Dog, just look it up.
Okay. What barometric pressure is measured by a barometer?
Okay. Shaquille O'Neal on question five as B-Dog goes to work.
Here's the definition of what a barometer is. An instrument measuring atmospheric pressure used especially in forecasting the weather.
Air pressure, not barometric pressure.
No, it is not. Pressure. It's barometric pressure. It's the same thing.
No,
for God's sake, yes, it is. It's barometric pressure.
All right.
That's why they call it a barometer.
I'll tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay, so hold on. So you use a thermometer to measure thermometric pressure?
No.
All right, right, B-Dog?
What's the difference between an oral thermometer and an anal thermometer?
I don't know. They both go in a hole.
The taste.
The taste.
That's a good joke.
That's a good dad joke.
That's a good dad joke. That's a great
dad joke.
That's
a good dad joke.
All right, Shaquille O'Neal. The process of turning gas into liquid is called what?
Oh, this is hard. Oh, God.
What's the process of turning gas into liquid?
Gas into liquid. Evaporation. No, it's not evaporation.
Google.
Condensation, since you think I'm cheating. Condensation.
He's correct. It's condensation.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah, reflect on the side of a glass.
Good job. Google.
All right.
John,
whenever he does the can of condensation.
I can hear
two fat thumbs going back and forth.
All right, know what?
All right, John.
Put down your freaking phone.
Question
Uncle
six.
Uncle Jerome, I need you.
Freaking Cade.
Yes.
What's 11 times 12?
And he can't use no paper.
Yes, I can. Can I?
Oh, no, you can't.
11 times 12 is 130.
Nope.
What?
He's no not paper. Using paper. He's not using paper.
Okay.
He's trying to do it in his head.
11 times 12 is 132.
That's correct. 132. Absolutely right.
10 times 12 is 120.
Yeah,
and then
there you go. All right, good job. All right. Shaquille O'Neal.
But you told me I could use pen and paper, so that's why I started to reach
Which of these countries is not part of Europe? Spain, Albania, or Yemen?
Spain is, Albania is, because I've seen Taken 2. Yemen is not.
He's correct. Yemen.
Shaq is correct.
Not a part of, that's absolutely correct.
Guess what, though? That question's not easy.
Yes,
no!
Yemen's not a country.
Yemen is not a, stop it.
What?
Yemen is not a country.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. It's just not
Yemen.
Yemen. Yemen's a country.
It's absolutely part of a country.
I mean, it's a country, but it's not part of Europe.
No, but it's not. No, but that question's not easy.
Yes, it is.
Really?
If you know geography,
yeah, but the thing is, though, Albania, I have to think on Albania.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Seriously, I'm not. Geography is like, geography was maybe my worst subject in school.
Love geography.
John Kincaid, where are the smallest bones in the human body located?
Shaq's pants.
The giggle. The giggle on that made it worth it.
I'm going to say your feet.
That's not correct. No. Can I steal a point?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you can't steal a point, but I got it wrong.
Because you know why? Because I used to break them all the time when I played, when I throw these elbows at the ear.
That's right, the ear.
Really?
Yes, the smallest bones in the body.
He gets to steal a point. Yes.
No, there's no stealing point in this game.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we can, John. Stop it.
No, we didn't have stealing a point as the rules of this game.
John, I just asked you to say yes.
No, it doesn't matter.
He's losing.
Just chalk him up as a wrong.
You're terrible.
John did get one wrong.
It doesn't matter.
It's a wrong answer.
Cheater. All right.
Look, you got the lead.
Shaquille O'Neal, what is the capital of Alaska? Is it Anchorage, Juneau, or Fairbanks?
I know this because Perry's wife is from Juneau.
Juneau, Alaska is the capital of Alaska.
Perry's wife.
She wants me to come there all the time.
And guess what?
She wants me to come there all the time.
See, now, my gut answer there, I would have gotten that wrong, and I would have guessed Fairbanks.
That's the geography again.
I would have guessed Anchorage.
Geography, I hated it.
Really?
I hated geography.
And I always tell her, ain't no black people in Alaska.
Yes, that's true. There are black people.
No, I don't think there are.
Yes, there are. By marriage, just get the hell out of here. By marriage only.
Okay.
And what do they call it? What do they call it? Esca Negros? Ain't no damn black people in Alaska.
Esca Negros.
Oh, God. Underdog, put that on his shirt. No, actually, probably not. I don't know if he should put that on his shirt, actually. But that's outstanding. All right.
Oh, man.
Whose turn is it? Is it mine? What is the largest planet in our solar system, and how many times larger is it than the Earth?
Oh, my very excellent mother just served us 9 pizzas.
I know that.
Largest planet in the solar system. How many times bigger than the Earth? Kind of a two-parter.
My very excellent mother just served us 9 pizzas. Oh, God, I do not know the answer. I'm going to go Venus.
Oh, no, that's not correct. Shaquille O'Neal, do you know the largest planet in the solar system?
Yes, it would be Jupiter.
He is absolutely right.
I did not know that.
Jupiter. Which is 300 times the size of Earth's mass.
I did not know that, and I would not have known that.
Yeah, there you go. Shaquille O'Neal. The green pigment in plants is caused by what element?
I know it. Don't Google it, you bastard. Don't Google it.
Chlorophyll. Stop it.
Chlorophyll.
Come on, everybody knows that.
He's absolutely correct.
I thought Shaq was going to answer chloroform.
No, that's the key element in some of his dates when he was a kid.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Chloroform.
So the last question goes to John.
Yes, and I've already lost.
American medical researcher Jonas Salk discovered the vaccine for what illness? Polio is correct.
That is correct.
Right. Rob, you said these were first grade questions?
These were elementary school questions.
Don't know where in the world elementary
first,
school.
Second, and third grade questions.
Yeah. Is that elementary? That one?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
These kids are beat up.
Dude, I told you, I had to Google half of her homework. She's a first grade kid.
Beat up. These kids, man, they're my 16-year-old, my 10th grader, she go to a competitive school, but I swear to you, I can't do any of her homework.
Did John graduate from the first grade? Parents were rich.
No, they weren't.
Daddy probably paid.
Dad was a mailman.
You don't know Venus.
I didn't know it.
You should have said Mars. I know chlorophyll. I used to take it when I had SARS.
Oh,
jeez. I will lose every time we play.
God, my winning song is so much better.
Listening at home, you must stay.
I thought you were gonna say gay.
I'm in my closet.
I bet you are.
Doing this podcast.
So he's gay.
And I ain't showered in 3 days.
Oh.
And I smell a bee dog's ass.
Oh, all right, we are done. Holy cow! My goodness. On that note,
we ride.
Up in the morning, life is real. We got to pay these bills.
John and Rob fighting, and everybody scratching and even biting.
That was last week's show.
Hey guys, follow the Shaqcast on Twitter and the Big Podcast with Shaq on Instagram.
Gotta
love
it.
Everybody all right? Everybody okay?
Good. By the way, happy birthday! Happy birthday to Rob Jenner also.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you,
Rob. President Obama will be calling you.
He has made it another year without trying to kill John.
I didn't make it another year without trying to kill John.
Well, you almost killed him, but you did.
Could have.
Came close.
That's unbelievable. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be back next Monday.
Be safe. Be careful, Shaq. We'll see you next week, man.
Peace.
Hey, Rob, before we go, we got to make sure we get the word out about BetOnline because they've got a big-time bonus for the ShaqCast listeners that I might take advantage of, too.
I would get in on it.
You know, you'd think there's nothing to bet on right now, but you would absolutely be wrong again, Rob.
Oh, of course.
Because our exclusive Bet Online partner still has hundreds of sports, events, games, all kinds of things to wager on. Let them bring Vegas to you with their online casino and blackjack. It's open 24 hours a day. It's all online, and it includes their $750,000 poker series.
Well, and if you're into props and entertainment betting like we are on this show, you can still bet on stuff like Survivor and Big Brother, American Idol. You can even bet on stock prices and the weather, which
Now, come on.
David Chantley's my insider.
That's incredible.
You can visit the website, use your phone, join today, receive a 100% welcome bonus.
No, that can't be right. Read it again.
With your first deposit.
That can't be right.
Join today and receive a 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit.
Okay, these guys are nuts right now.
The best bonuses in the business? Yeah, they mean that. So when you sign up, you start a free account, use the promo code PODCAST1, spell it out, and you get a 100% sign-up bonus.
Are you kidding? Free money at this time? Talk about stimulus. Visit BetOnline. Don't forget that promo code PODCAST1. Spell it out for a 100% sign-up bonus. BetOnline is your online sportsbook expert.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.